the biggest lesson I feel like I have received through this last 2 weeks is that I feel more held, and I can't explain why. I mean, you know, I don't need to explain why, because there's magic and mystery in the medicine of cacao, and I think also the medicine of devoting myself to myself. But I have, it has led me to be more compassionate, to be more present, to pause and reflect. The triggers have still come, but they have softened. This medicine has softened my hard edges. Those are the words that have come up time and time again. Mama Cacao has helped me, has held me, has given me this sense that I matter, that I can show up for myself. And actually in doing that, I can be more loving to my daughters, to my husband, to my family, to my creativity. I can be more loving to myself. I can be more compassionate to myself. I have still met with rage. I have still met with frustration, with resentment, with grief. I have met with these emotions, but something has made me feel so much more held. And whether it's just this daily practice or this daily commitment to myself and to cacao, whether it is the medicine of cacao, whether it is just for the first time in a long time, it's been a non-negotiable, you know, whatever happens each day, I have shown up to take out that block of cacao, to slowly chop, even when there's chaos going on around me, to heat the water on the stove, to stir the cacao, to smell her, to take, even if it's, you know, just that first sip, to just take the cacao in my mouth, taste, smell, notice the feeling as she has just trickled down my throat and into my tummy, and sent this sense of warmth. And the moment I take that first sip, I feel like these arms come around me and hold me. And that's rippled into my life, and it feels like it's enabling me to hold others in a deeper way.